WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Not Necessarily the News premiered on Home Box Office 7 years ago. And since then, it's poked fun at news and newsmakers by presenting fake commercials, conducting fake interviews, and manipulating real news footage by showing it in a different context. 7 years is a long run for any series. But instead of pulling the plug on Not Necessarily the News, HBO sent it back to the drawing board and came back with a new show with a new cast and one very significant format change.
Good evening. I'm Annabelle Gurwitch, and welcome to the first live Not Necessarily the News.
And I'm Tom Parks, and later on in the show, I'll have a live interview with the Vice President and Mrs. Quayle from Washington. This is a Not Necessarily the News first you won't want to miss.
Going live is a great idea for this show. It allows the writers to be truly topical. In last Wednesday's first live program, they were able to work in jokes on the student rebellion in Beijing, including this one, which has a correspondent defying a martial law press blackout by smuggling his report out of the country in a fortune cookie.
You are greatly admired by those around you. We hope to hear more from John soon.
The show isn't all live, of course. There are plenty of pre-taped segments, from Richard Rosen's report on the overhoused of New York City, people who live in apartments and penthouses much larger than they really need, to Meryl Marco's spoof of the syndicated tabloid series A Current Affair. She calls her version A Current Event and opens with a tongue-in-cheek expose of Current Affair host Maury Povich and his wife, Connie Chung.
She was a beautiful newswoman who rose to prominence as a network anchor. He was a handsome newsman who became known as the host of a syndicated tabloid show. When they met, there were fireworks, and pretty soon they were making headlines of their own. But all their journalistic know-how, all their investigative skills, couldn't save them from that fight at dinner.
As for the Quayle interview Tom Parks promised, it's done Ted Koppel style, with the Quayles on a big screen and supposedly being interviewed by Parks. It's really a cleverly edited piece using someone else's interview with the Quayles, but it looks real enough to be even funnier than it sounds.
How about you, Mrs. Quayle? Do you think your husband could be president of the United States of America?
Oh, definitely.
Well, I have Bobby Knight's basketball books on how to be a good coach and what it takes to have a winning team.
Well, I'm certainly reassured. Mrs. Quayle, how about you?
Oh, I have my own theories.
But you think your husband could stand the pressure?
Under duress, he does a fine job.
By going live, Not Necessarily the News becomes more like the cable equivalent of Dennis Miller's weekend updates on Saturday Night Live. And I'll bet it's no coincidence that HBO waited until the week after Miller delivered his final weekend update of the season to unveil the new live version of Not Necessarily the News. This gives the HBO series a whole summer's worth of Wednesdays to poke fun at the news without worrying whether Saturday Night Live poked it first.